Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 308, 81 degrees on this Monday, October 6, 2025. Oh, don't get crazy, though. That weather we've had this weekend is going to start going away starting tomorrow. Don't look that bad either. But later in the week, it's going to start to cool off, maybe some rain in the forecast. Finally was able to get some yard work done. I shouldn't say finally. Finally, it was worthwhile doing some yard work. We haven't had any rain, so I've been kind of letting the mouse is all busted here. There we go. Letting the grass go, and I finally got it cut on this weekend. But other than that, had a real nice laid-back weekend. The weather was going to be nice, so we set the deck up, put all the cushions on the outside furniture, and really didn't spend too much time out there except for the evening a little bit while the sun went down. You know, enjoyed the scenery. Got up to Frank's place up by me. That's always a good stop for a dinner. We hit up there on, when did we go there? Saturday night. Fix the car or the Jeep, whatever it is. You know, the Legos for adults, those Jeep Wranglers. Yeah, we fixed one of those. But text in. Let me know what you did this weekend. I love hearing your stories and seeing what you did as well. I put some posts out on Facebook both Friday and Saturday asking what you guys were doing. And thanks for chiming in and let me know. I enjoy seeing what you guys do on your time, especially on a beautiful weekend like this. Listen, let's be honest. We're not going to have many weekends left like there was this weekend, but hopefully we can dig out as many as we can. Some people are hoping for fall. Some people want their fall fashions in, wear their sweaters and their comfy clothes, but let's hold out a little bit longer. There'll be plenty of time for the warm clothes moving forward. A lot of unbelievable stuff going on here and across the nation. I mean, in a second, we're going to talk about how school districts are really starting to feel the pinch as far as cash flow goes, because we're going on a fourth month now, just over 3 months, but we're in the fourth month of no budget in Pennsylvania. I saw that the governor today was touting tourism, so it's great to tout tourism while your school districts across the state, across the Commonwealth are really hurting for cash and kind of doing some juggling. And one of the things we're going to talk about is the superintendent of Scranton School District basically told all their departments to operate as if there was zero budget. Now, hopefully you're doing that anyway, but I get the pinch. And some school districts are better off than others as far as juggling cash flow. Some are going to have to take out short-term loans. Some counties are in the same boat. So it is starting to feel the pinch. And it's interesting because we have local advocacy or partisan or PACs in our area, nonprofits, whatever they depend on calling themselves, and unions protesting some things, but not the other. I would imagine that no budget in Pennsylvania is hurting your average Pennsylvanian a lot more than the scare tactics in Washington and a budget shutdown that really hasn't affected much of anything. But yet it's politics, so that's what we key on here. You have this politician running for attorney general in Virginia who some text messages, and they were private text messages, but text messages came out where he basically was fantasizing about his opponent being shot in the head and hoping death upon his children. And what's interesting about that is not a single Democrat who endorsed Jay Jones, that's the politician running for the Democrat seat in the Virginia Attorney General, has removed their endorsement. Matter of fact, the individual running for governor basically said that the comments were disgusting, and she told him that when she's governor, or if she's governor, those comments will not be tolerated, but yet didn't distance herself from the individual. And then you have that fiasco in Chicago where, let me be honest, the law enforcement community, including members of the Chicago Police Department, who sent it to me immediately, and I put it out there on social media, to where ICE agents, federal agents, were being surrounded by an unruly mob of anti-ICE protesters. And people were calling 911 saying, hey, you better send some police officers there. And not only were civilians and citizens calling 911 saying, hey, you better get some Chicago police officers here because they're outnumbered and they're being surrounded. You also had the federal agents calling for assistance, and the chief of patrol for the Chicago Police Department denied a response from his officers. National police unions are taking this abhorrent display, something that not only puts your average citizen in danger, but emboldens these terrorists to attack law enforcement. And this is on the heels of armed anti-ICE protesters pinning in ICE agents with vehicles who were armed with weapons to assault them. Thankfully, the ICE agents acted rapidly and prevented this, but this on the heels of attacks on ICE facilities, armed attacks on ICE facilities. So this just sets a bad precedent. I did see the commissioner of Chicago Police, or the superintendent, whatever he calls himself, out there basically try and do a little damage control. But the fact remains, not only is the teletype computer, what we call the CAD system, there's snapshots of that, there's also the audio out there, to where the dispatcher was kind of confused and asked for clarification over and over, saying, you know, as per the chief of patrol, we're not sending any units to these calls for help. And again, regardless of how you feel about this federal entity, regardless of how you feel about these protesters who have shown themselves time and time again to be violent protesters, when you deny backup to any law enforcement officer, you are creating a public safety threat to the public, mostly, because that's who in the end will suffer when something like this happens. And what happens if there needed to be an unnecessary escalation of force because a show of force was not coming before, because the proper amount of units weren't coming? What if this escalated up to the use of deadly force? And it would have been the sole cause of not providing enough backup. And it happens time and time again in law enforcement, to where if you don't get the proper units there in a proper amount of time, you give the unruly entity, be it a suspect or a crowd of suspects or protesters, the opportunity to escalate things to where they normally wouldn't. If they knew they were outnumbered, if they knew that they were going to get caught and held accountable if something happened, they usually back off their plan. They are criminals of opportunity. But if you give them that opportunity, they sure as hell will take it. And they do. And by not providing proper backup at the time, listen, in New York City, when I was working in organized crime or narcotics or just on the street, we used to deal with federal agencies of every entity all the time. And you need to be there. So it's good to see national law enforcement organizations like the Fraternal Order of Police, the Police Benevolent Associations, the National Association of Police Officers step up and call out this abhorrent call. And quite honestly, the Chief of Patrol for the Chicago Police Department should step down. And the members of the Chicago Police Department, the rank and file, are just as aggravated because some of them are the ones who sent it to me, and I'm sure other avenues in the media. So it's just some crazy things going on. We are still on this shutdown. You're going to have votes today to try to end the shutdown, but it doesn't appear that either side is budging. And listen, I'm not here to change your mind. Whatever side you're on, you're going to remain on. I think that a clean continuing resolution to fund the government is the way to go, and then sit down and negotiate and open. But make no mistake, the shutdown is being held hostage by Democrats because there is a clean resolution that's been voted on the table. They want what they want. And listen, I'm not saying you're wrong or right. I disagree with some of the demands you're having, like funding NPR, like continuing indefinitely the enhanced premium tax credits, which takes away any income cap for those getting assistance for the Affordable Care Act premiums. Have that discussion. And I've had that discussion this weekend with members of Congress. And my recommendation is, as soon as this shutdown ends, I would like to see Republicans put forth a bill, legislation that modifies the enhanced premium tax credits, the very thing the Democrats are shutting the government down. Yes, I disagree wholeheartedly that there should be no income caps. But do people need help with this failing Affordable Care Act? Because it is failing. Make no mistake that. That's why the Democrats wrote the law in 2021 and 2022, the American Rescue Plan Act and the Inflation Reduction Act of 2021 and 2022, established the enhanced premium tax credits to help supplement the premium tax credits were written into law in Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act in 2010. And they wrote in that very law because there was a Democrat president, the House was controlled by Democrats, and the Senate was 50-50 with the 51st vote being Kamala Harris, the vice president, so they controlled the Senate. So they controlled all three chambers and wrote an expiration date of the enhanced premium tax credits of 2025. Well, now, because those enhanced premium tax credits helped pad those in the exchanges receiving the Affordable Care Act benefits, it went from 10 million. The Affordable Care Act before COVID only had 10 million people out of 330 million in America that were signed up for the Affordable Care Act through the exchanges. Thanks to COVID and opening it up to everyone, and mind you, a lot of people did need it. That's why it was supposed to be a temporary program. They are up to now 24 million. People that are using that because, again, there's no income cap. Now, again, to be part of that, you have to not have the availability to from a workplace plan. But again, no income cap creates a problem. So if you want, currently under the Affordable Care Act of 2010, that income threshold is about $60,000, just over $60,000 by a few dollars. If you want to have a discussion about increasing that to maybe $80,000 or $100,000, then have that discussion. But no income cap? No, I'm sorry. I disagree, and I think a line needs to be held there. So we will we'll see where that goes as far as that. But it appears at this point that you are not going to have any budge. I would be surprised if it lasts past this week, this shutdown. But you never know. The longest shutdown in the past 50 years lasted 35 days. We are into our second week, and we will see where it goes from there. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. You can call or text at 570-883-0098. Let me go to the phone. We have Mike from Bloomsburg. Mike, you there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sir. My wife and I are looking at houses, and one just came in our inbox, and we're kind of looking at that. I was just distracted.
There you go.
Two things. One of the things that really has me bothered about this shutdown is I heard that with the Obamacare subsidy, people are generally, the average people are paying 7% of what that would normally cost you or I if we were to go buy that same coverage on the market. And to me, that's, I mean, only paying 7% of the total cost of the Obamacare, that seems pretty low to me. It just doesn't seem right. It's almost 7% is pretty close to free as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, okay, it's a sliding scale. 7% is up there, but it's a sliding scale from, I believe, 9% down. So 9% is the highest amount you would pay if you're making $100,000 a year.
Yeah, and, you know, in where I live, $100,000 a year puts you in a pretty good situation, you know. And so that's the one thing. And then the other one, that this is probably bothering me even more. Again, and I'm not paying very close attention to the news because I don't like to watch it. Everything's so depressing. But I'm hearing about ICE being in blue cities, blue states, and, you know, basically they're being treated very badly. And it's in support. The government is actually supporting the people protesting and sometimes becoming violent. And to me, that kind of sounds like an insurrection to me. And we heard so much about the insurrection on January 6th, but we're not hearing Democrats calling out Democrats for essentially causing insurrections in blue cities. And I think that's just a sign of who these people really are and what their goals are. And it's not really to protect anyone. It's to cause disturbances, create chaos, because number one, nobody likes chaos. And if they can pin chaos to the Republicans, that will sway a lot of votes. And I think people should wise up to what's really happening here and look at the big picture and the long-term situation that this country's in. And I don't think that the Democrats have the solution. I'm not saying the Republicans have it, but what the Democrats, I believe, do make it worse. And that's all I have to say on this.
Mike, what we have to realize here, if you look at the people who are causing these problems, it's not the Blue City residents that are coming out and assaulting ICE or protesting them. It's a small group of national agitators. Some of them are local that move from place to place. They're well-funded, they're well-organized, they're well-equipped, and they're the ones causing this ruckus. They're the ones that are doing this. If you look at the interviews, I know Dom Lemon was in New York interviewing people on the street. And was taken back because he was not getting the answers he wanted. You know, he was interviewing a black man on the street in New York who was saying, "I love the fact that ICE is here doing this. This is what they should be doing. They should be removing the people who are here illegally." And he just wasn't getting the answers that he wanted to. If you talk to the people in Chicago, they were going to city hall meetings saying, "Hey, enough's enough. You're pushing us aside and giving all this money to these illegal immigrants that shouldn't be here." So it's not the residents of these blue cities. They may vote crazy, and they may get politicians that we look at on a national scale and just shake our head. But as far as those attacking ICE, as far as those really going after, I'm not talking about just protesting and saying, "Hey," I'm talking about the violence we're seeing on TV. These are well-funded national agitators that move from place to place. A lot of times they are the same people that go from Portland to D.C. to Chicago to New York, and enhanced by some local activists that have the same kind of, same kind of mentality that they do. But for the most part, the everyday citizens of these cities want nothing to do with that.
Oh, and I agree 100% with what you're saying. So then the people that are funding these agitators, they're the insurrectionists, and the Democrats are, in my mind, kind of happy with them.
And that's where I want to see the enforcement take place. I want the FBI, I want them to get involved here and get some RICO allegations against whoever's really funding this, because it's, listen, what we're seeing now, the very same people celebrate, I'm talking about every day in the public, people you see on social media, celebrating that the Chicago police did not go to back ICE up, are the same ones that scream about January 6th all the time. So, you can't have it both ways. If you found January 6th to be a problem because the National Guard wasn't there or reinforcements weren't brought in, you can't celebrate Chicago police being called off when ICE or federal agents needed assistance. It just doesn't work that way. And you look ridiculous trying to do that, but yet I've seen dozens of them on social media.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Social media for the past 2 days doing exactly that.
You as police, how do you think that, you know, and you can't really speak for other people, but if you're a police officer and you have a job to do and you're told to stand down, is that, would you think that would be demeaning?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? Even though they were told not to respond, from my understanding is multiple Chicago police officers just happened to find their way to that area. And when you're seeing something with your own eyes, obviously you have to take action. And they did. So good on them.
Good for them. Hey, appreciate your time.
Thank you. Good luck with that house you just came up in your inbox.
I think I'm under pressure right now.
All right.
Okay, have a good one.
Sounds good. You too. It's 3:31 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It is 3:36. Let me go to the phone now. We have Rick from Thornhurst. Rick.
Hey. How you doing, Rob?
Okay.
I just want to fill you in and any of your listeners. I went and filed with the Court of Common Pleas today about my reassessment.
Okay, so you filed an appeal with the county and met with their appeal committee, and now you're secondarily filing an appeal with the Court of Common Pleas.
That is correct, because what the county on that original thing I filed, which was $35. I'm okay with the $35. And they were very prompt in everything they handled. So nothing against any people here. But I got a letter and it said you had 30 days to file with the Court of Common Pleas. So my wife and I did that today. And I'm going to say the people should not be afraid just because the mention of court is in there. They shouldn't be afraid to go and file the paperwork. The paperwork that we filled out that they gave us took me about 30 minutes, at the very most 30 minutes. And then we had to deliver another piece of paper to the courthouse. And then the courthouse will send that back to the records office, and that'll have a court date on it. Okay. Now, my total cost was $204.50 with a standard, you know, personal check. So it's a little high, but it's not exorbitant. I mean, it's still affordable. And there was parking available right out front. They're at 123 Wyoming Avenue in Scranton at the Government Center.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the, clerk of Judicial Records Office. And they have the whole packets already filled out for you. They checked all the X's. They asked, what are you here for? Well, the assessment, here you go. Here's your packet. And here's your instructions, you know, on what to do. I found people to be very cooperative. And I found the process so far that nobody should be afraid to go and file with the Court of Common Pleas.
Okay, up until
this point. They're not happy.
Yeah, up until this point, you haven't had to consult an attorney, or will you have to consult an attorney?
I don't have to. Now, background, been in business, retired now. But I had 40 years of running a business, okay? So I'm a little bit savvy when it comes to insurance companies and court, you know, and getting paperwork done right. You know, the government and state, or the Commonwealth and federal, I'm pretty savvy on that.
Okay.
So, but I'm not a college graduate by any stretch. I'm a tech school graduate from after high school, going to tech schools to acquire my expertise. And our business, we're in 40 years. Now my son runs it. There's a lot to be said that you still have a business after 40 years.
Absolutely. Good for you.
Yes. But you don't have to hire an attorney, because on the forms, it says, it asks you, do you want to represent yourself? And it gives you a place to check mark it. And then you become they have a special term about when you represent yourself on that form. And, you know, so I'm just putting it out there.
And the filing fee was $204.50.
That is correct. And it cost me $4 for parking out front.
Okay.
So that was it. $4 for parking. And the parking, and I, you know, it was pretty much readily available on a Monday. I don't know what it's like on other days, but it was pretty much available, you know, the time that we were there, in and out.
Now, without getting into too much detail, during your county appeal process, that $35 fee where you went to the county appeal board,
yep.
Did you have comparables to show them to say, hey, this is where my house should be at?
Yes, and they lowered my assessment, which was grossly out of kilter, but they did lower it by $28,000. If they lowered it by $68,000, I'd have been happy. Okay, then I'm equal to, you know, a couple of my other neighbors up here.
So you're saying your house is somewhere between $65,000 and $70,000 over assessed, in your opinion?
It originally was $70,000 over assessed, in my opinion. Now it's $40,000 over assessed, or a portion thereof, $35,000.
And good for you. And even though they lowered your assessment $28,000, you still think that's not enough, and you're filing this appeal with the Court of Common Pleas for the next step of this.
That is correct. And now, if I wish to get an attorney, you don't need an attorney to file this paperwork. It's very simple. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of stuff you got to fill in, you know, but it's simple. It's it's not rocket science by any stretch. And if you're married, well, and if your wife's name's on the deed, at some point she's going to have to sign the paperwork also. In our case, we're both retired, so we just went down together.
Yeah, so anyone who's on the deed, if it's joint ownership, both are going to have to sign the paperwork.
That is correct. Now, you could take the paperwork with you. You could bring it home. You could fill it out at home. You have your wife sign it. If, let's say, you're retired, but she's still working, when she comes home, you have her sign it, and then you could take it back and turn it in. And
I'm wondering if that would have to be notarized at that point because it's not being done in front of them?
No. Okay. They did not ask for that. Now, I'm sure if this actually goes to court, we're both going to be sworn in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the norm. You're going to get sworn in. You're truthful about it. My guess is if there's enough people out there that'll go through this effort and spend the $205 and fill out the paperwork, the courts are going to start getting bogged down. And the courts may end up putting pressure on the assessment office to say, look, we don't have time for this. You know, we have to, the court system is designed to deal with bigger issues than reassessment. And that's why I'm calling, so that if anybody's still angry about their assessment, it's not the end of the world. But don't waste any time. Get in there, get your paperwork filled out in a timely fashion. In my case, they gave me 30 days to fill out the paperwork. I took 20. You know, today's the 20th day since I got my letter. But I'm sure that would probably be waived, you know, to some respect. That's my guess.
The process is 30 days, I wouldn't stray from that too often. But like you said, both you and your wife retired. Your son's doing your business now. What about the elderly person who has mobility problems at home that needs to have their house looked at because they're being overassessed? What about people who are working and you have to add them taking a day off from work to do this now, both them and their wives, if they're both working? I agree with you. I'm so glad you called to tell this process, and hopefully you continue to let us know how this is going throughout the process.
Well, when I get my paperwork that's going to give me a date, a time and a date, I'll give you a phone call. And honestly, the people they had doing this assessment, I don't want to throw stones. Okay. That's it. I'm not here to throw stones.
Even though they lowered your assessment, you don't think that it was enough. Let's leave it there.
Oh no! The people at the county that lowered my assessment, I'm talking about the original people with the Tyler Company or something that did the assessment, reassessment, I should say. They made a lot of mistakes, lots of mistakes, and I listened to WILK, and not all day, but enough to find out what other people are talking about and saying and this and that. And I had the feeling, okay, this assessment company didn't do a good job at all. They did a horrible job.
Well, that seems to be the take from a lot of people. But again, a small amount, only under 4,000, under 5,000 chose to appeal it, and I think mostly because people don't know what their taxes are going to be. I mean, that's my guess.
Well,
on it.
And here I don't know either. However, here's my look at it. For the 2 hours it took my wife and I, once we got there, okay, it took us a total of 2 hours. Before, not even 2 hours, before we headed back to up to the Poconos. Okay. And so it was virtually painless. It wasn't bad at all. And the $204 is not going to kill me. I mean, at all. It's, you know, fortunately, we don't count pennies, okay? We don't have to. I did good in my 40 years in business. My problem is I don't want to be paying taxes greater than what I should be paying. I'm not against paying taxes.
Yeah.
It's just, let's make it fair and equitable. And this is not fair.
Well, it's good you're going through the process now. It's good you're the first that I've heard going to Commonwealth Court. Rick, can you just keep us informed? Because I'm up against a break now, so I'm going to have to leave it at that. But let us know how this goes through the process.
Okay. All right. All right, Rob. Take care. I'll call you back when I get more paperwork. Bye.
Please do. Thank you. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's 3:55, 82 degrees on this Monday, October 6, 2025. So this advisory's out, and if you have sons or daughters in college, even in high school, and even above, you know, if you have a 20-something or a 30-something-year-old daughter or son, you should really get them this warning. State officials and industry leaders recently announced some new tools to raise awareness about the dangers of spiked drinks to make and promote safety in bars, restaurants, and college communities across Pennsylvania. Our official entities and the numbers are staggering. The numbers are staggering, and I shared the warning flyer on my social media today because I think it's something that needs to be shared as much as we can. 56% of women and 44% of men have had their drink or food spiked at least once. You know, what do we call this back in the day? You know, slipping a roofie in someone's drink or you know, putting something in somebody's drink. And I know I've had this conversation with my wives, her friends, my daughters and their friends, and my son and my daughter-in-law. I know people that this has happened to. And it does not look at the numbers. 56% of women and 44% of men. Now, signs your drink has been spiked is salty or bitter taste. Drink appears cloudy or has changed color since when you first got your drink. Excessive bubbles or fizzing, you know, it's just not normal unless that's the type of drink you get. Common symptoms, and you should be aware of them. And this is coming from the official flyer. Confusion, feeling dizzy, nausea, memory loss. If you start feeling out of it and you don't think that it's just the alcohol, get someone on the phone if you're alone or with your friends. Get someone you trust and talk to them and say, hey, something's not right. And just put them on the radar to keep an eye on you. And if you can get out of there, get out of there. Obvious tips to protect yourself is don't leave your drink unattended. Use a drink cover. They make them. Keep your hand over your drink. Never leave your drink unattended is the big one there. Be cautious accepting drinks from a stranger. You know, if someone comes up and lets you have a drink or has a drink pre-made for you is a big sign. If someone wants to buy you a drink, tell them to order it from the bar and watch the bartender make it and hand it to you. If someone comes up to you with a drink that you don't know and just hands you the drink, be cautious and better safe than sorry, right? Avoid communal drinks in a pitcher or a punch bowl. The easiest way to get multiple targets or pick a target out of a group is, you know, spike an entire pitcher or punch bowl or wherever the drinks are coming from. I mean, this is so much of a problem that the state is putting out official flyers. Drink spiking is a crime. It's never the victim's fault if their drink is spiked. If you think your drink has been spiked, call 911 to report and seek medical attention. If you truly think that your drink was spiked at an establishment or somewhere, you know, and you call the police, they will have you sent by medical to a hospital where they could do a simple blood test. They can do a drug test. They could find if there's anything in your system and say, hey, you know, This was put in my drink somewhere because you may not be the only person there. And even though there may be not much for them to follow up as far as video surveillance or such like that, did they see someone actually spike your drink? But as far as law enforcement goes, if they have repeated reports of something like this that are proven by blood tests and medical documentation, well, they'll start putting undercovers in those locations to keep an eye on something. We've done this. When I was in vice and organized crime and narcotics, we used to do this all the time because it was a big thing. And again, men almost as much as women. Look here in Pennsylvania, 56% of women and 44% of men. Because a lot of times groups of women or women target men to get them unconscious and rob them or take their goods or whatever. It's 4 o'clock here at WILK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.